AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. At least two people have died and more than two dozen were hospitalized in an outbreak of listeria food poisoning linked to meat sliced at grocery store deli counters. And a major internet outage is still affecting Microsoft and is disrupting flights, banks, media outlets, and companies across the world. Airlines in the United States, Europe, Australia, and India were reporting problems with some flights grounded. In an AP interview, airline passenger Logan Luster says this has been a long day for him at the Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport.
We showed up maybe 2.5 hours before our flight was supposed to go. And walked into a giant line. We made it all the way through the line, and they basically said, sorry, we're not boarding y'all yet, just find a wall, and whenever we are, we can get you on there.
AP correspondent Emma Burrows reports Russian President Vladimir Putin has indicated journalist Evan Gershkovich could be involved in a prisoner swap between Moscow and Washington.
Putin's hinted Gershkovich could be swapped for a Russian assassin being held in Germany. Russian officials previously said they'd consider a prisoner swap only after a verdict. But now that's happened, negotiations could still take months or years. And they could be made more complicated because of tensions between Russia and the West over the war in Ukraine, and because there's an upcoming U.S. presidential election.
In an AP interview, Sarvar, Pennsylvania resident Mike Choma says he's not surprised hundreds of firefighters arrived at Cabot Methodist Church in a procession of over 100 trucks to show support for Corey Comportore's relatives and friends after he was shot at a Trump rally.
It doesn't surprise me so many people showed up, especially volunteer firemen. I'm a retired volunteer fireman. It's a family. You saw it today.
This is AP News. Maryland's Attorney General has filed a civil lawsuit against an Eastern Shore landlord and his company, alleging a pattern of gender-based housing discrimination and sexual harassment that involved demands for sex in exchange for rent. Markets closed the week with a thud.
Stocks slumped in another washout on Wall Street as businesses around the world scrambled to contain the effects of a disruptive technology outage. The S&P 500 fell 0.7%, closing out its worst week since April. It was only on Tuesday that the S&P 500 set its latest all-time high. The Dow gave back 377 points, that's about 0.9%. The Nasdaq Composite sank 0.8%. Cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike dropped 11% after saying the issue believed to be behind the global outage affecting flights, banks, and medical offices lay in a faulty update the company sent to computers running Windows. Treasury yields ticked higher in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note rose to 4.23%. Seth Sutel, New York.
I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.